请我们打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let us open to 1 Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们今天要从第十四节开始读起。
Today we will start with verse 14.
我们同声的来读。
Let's read it together.
无论是中文还是英文。
In English or Chinese.
弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把我们赶出去，他们不得神的喜悦，且与众人为敌，不许我们传道给外邦人，使外邦人得救，常常充满自己的罪恶，神的愤怒临在他们身上，已经到了极处。弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面，所以我们有意到你们那里。我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻拦了我们。我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
天父，每一次可以坐在你的脚前就是恩典。
Heavenly Father, every time we can be seated before you, it is grace.
是何等的福气，我们可以来享受你。
What blessing it is that we can come to enjoy you.
但愿你把天上的窗子向我们打开。
May you open the heavenly window to us.
把你丰满的同在倾倒下来。
And pour down your abundant presence.
因为你应许过我们。
Because you have promised us.
两三个人。
Two to three people.
奉你的名聚集。
To be gathered in your name.
你必定在我们中间。
And you will be in our midst.
但愿因为你在我们中间，
Pray that because you are here among us,
讲的、说的、翻译的、听的，
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and all those who are listening,
都在一个灵里面被你得着，
That we may all be in one spirit begotten by you,
你的自己成为我们的满足，
That you yourself become our satisfaction,
我们一同等候你，
We wait for you together,
等候你来对我们的心说话。
Pray that wait for you to speak to our hearts.
让你的话在我们的生命中成为真实。
So that your words may become realities in our lives.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 如果弟兄姊妹还记得我们上次在这里的交通。
If brothers and sisters still remember our last fellowship here.
我们讲到说帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹，
We talked about the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
他们是在极大的难处里面，
That they were in great suffering.
却有满有荣光的大喜乐，
But they had a glorious joy.
保罗跟他的同工，
Paul together with his co-workers.
也是在极大的苦难里面，
They were also in great suffering.
但是他们里面却有充满了的喜乐。
But inside of them, they were full of joy.
所以我们问说，为什么他们有这样子的喜乐呢？
So then we ask, why do they have such joy?
因为在我们自己的生命里面，
Because in our own lives,
当外面的环境满我们意的时候，
When the outside environment is satisfying to us,
我们会笑一笑，
We may smile.
但是当外面的环境不如我们意的时候，
But when the outside environment is not pleasing to us,
我们就一脸的臭脸，
Then we have a sorrowful face.
你们自己前后左右看一看。
You can look around you.
我们常常是落在这样的光景里面。
We often fall into this state.
所以我们要问。
So therefore we must ask.
他们有什么秘诀？
What secrets do they have?
可以在患难中有喜乐。
That they may have joy in suffering.
我们上次一起读了第十三节。
Last time together we read verse 13.
我们发现他们有喜乐的秘诀。
We found that they have secrets to their joy.
是因为他们有神的话在他们的里面。
It is because they have the word of God inside of them.
他们把神的话当作是神的话。
They took the words of God and treated it as words of God.
他们用信心来领受神的话。
They used their faith to accept the word of God.
以至于神的话在他们的生命中发出果效。
To a point that the word of God has performed its work in them.
今天我们要往前面再看一看。
Today we will move forward.
在第十四节。
In verse 14.
中文的圣经里面。
In a Chinese Bible.
漏掉了一个翻译。
It missed a word in translation.
在原文里面。
In the original text.
十四节一开始。
At the beginning of verse 14,
有一个字,
there is a word.
那个字就应该翻译作因为。
This word should be translated as for.
你怎么知道帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹他们是领受了神的道，好像是神的道呢?
How do you know that the words that the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica has received are the words of God?
你怎么知道神的道是活泼有功效的在他们生命中呢?
How do you know that the word of God is living and has an effect in them?
因为
Because
弟兄们
Brethren
你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会
Because brethren became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that is in Judea.
因为你们也受了本地人的苦害。
For you also endured the same sufferings at the hands of your own countrymen.
像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
Even as they did from the Jews.
保罗在这里说。
Paul here says.
神的话在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹生命中。
Paul said that the words of God, the word of God in the lives of the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, the reason why it has such power it is because it is because they suffered with the people of God.
我们基督徒常常有一个很错误的观念。
Us Christians often have a wrong concept.
我们常常以为神救了我们以后
We often think that after God has saved us
神就是要让我们过一个很快乐的生活
That God wants us to live a very joyful life
Happy life
a very happy life
圣经里面告诉我们
The scripture tells us
神救了我们以后
That after God saved us
神要我们过的乃是一个圣洁的生活
That God wants us to live a holy life
不是一个快乐的生活
Not a happy life
腓立比书一章二十九节这样说
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 29
因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督并且要为他受苦
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake not only to believe in him but also to suffer for his sake.
马可福音第十章
Matthew chapter 10
29节
Verse 29
耶稣说
Jesus said
我实在告诉你们
Truly I tell you
人为我和福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姐妹父母儿女田地没有不在今世得百倍的就是房屋弟兄姐妹父母儿女田地并且要受逼迫在来世得永生
Jesus said I truly I say to you there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farm for my sake and for the gospel's sake but that he will not receive 100 times as much now in the present age houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and farms along with the persecution
约翰福音十五章
Gospel book of John, chapter 15.
20节.
Verse 20.
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。 仆人不能大于主人。 他们若逼迫了我, 也要逼迫你们。
Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
提摩太后书3章12节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
不但如此,凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的,也要受逼迫。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. 'Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.'
彼得前书4章12节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12.
亲爱的弟兄啊,
Dear brethren,
有火炼的试炼临到你们, 不要以为奇怪, 似乎是遭遇非常的事, 倒要欢喜, 因为你们是与基督一同受死, 使你们在他荣耀显现的时候, 也可以欢喜快乐。
Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory you may rejoice with exultation.
你知道有一些弟兄姐妹他们听到这些经文的时候,
You know, some brothers and sisters, when they hear these verses,
他们会说,
they will say,
上当,
they said, we've been tricked.
怎么会信耶稣呢?
Why did we believe in Christ?
不信耶稣还好一点呢?
It's better to not believe.
我们以为你们告诉我们信耶稣得平安得喜乐。
We thought that you told us that we were going to receive peace and joy after we
believed. 你们没有告诉我们信耶稣会这么倒霉啊?
You didn't tell us that we'd be so unfortunate after we believe.
弟兄姐妹你错了。
Brothers and sisters, you're wrong.
倒霉的事不是只有基督徒的专利。
That these unfortunate things are not just do not only belong to Christians.
基督徒会不会 lay off 啊?
Would Christians be laid off?
会啊。
Of course.
哎,不是基督徒会被 lay off 啊?
Would non-Christians get laid off?
会不会?
Will they?
会。
Yes.
基督徒有没有得癌症呢?
Are there Christians who would have cancer?
有没有? 有。
Yes.
不是基督徒有没有得癌症的?
Are there non-Christians who have cancer?
有。
Yes.
所以弟兄姊妹你一定要搞清楚,这个跟基督徒没有关系的。
So brothers and sisters, you must be clear, this has nothing to do with being a Christian.
但是圣经为什么多次的提醒我们说我们这些信主的人要受苦呢?
So why does the scripture many times remind us that believers have to suffer?
你要明白一个非常重要的事。
You have to understand something very important.
不信主的人在地上受苦啊。
That those who do not believe in the Lord, when they suffer in this world,
是白白受苦。
They suffer in vain.
什么叫白白受苦呢?
What does it mean to suffer in vain?
就是那些苦难对他们在永恒中不是祝福。
That these suffering in eternity will not become blessings to them.
没有办法借着这些苦难把他们的生命中那些不像基督的东西除去。
That they are not able to, through these suffering, to erase the things in their lives that are non-Christ-like.
信主的人。
The believers,
也要受,
they also have to suffer.
不但要受不信主的人受的一般自然的苦,
not only do they have to suffer the natural sufferings of the non-believers,
信主的人还要多受一种苦,
they have to suffer an additional suffering.
只为着我们的主来受苦,
it is to suffer for our Lord.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
一般的苦,
ordinary suffering,
已经足够来对付我们,
it is enough to deal with us,
已经能够来破碎我们,
it is enough to crush us,
已经能够让我们乖乖的不祷告也要祷告,
it already forces us to pray.
哎, 你有没有这个经历?
Do you have that experience?
过三天好日子都忘记祷告了。
That if you have three good days, you forget to pray.
但是一碰到倒霉事啊。
But once you encounter the unfortunate thing,
你才不需要任何人提醒你。
You don't need anyone to remind you.
哎呀，从早祷告到晚上。
That you start praying from morning until night.
但是我们信主的人。
But we who believe in the Lord, we have a special privilege, and that is we can suffer for our belief. We can suffer for Jesus Christ.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这一个受苦啊。
Brothers and sisters, this suffering, it is not just to break us.
这一个受苦
This suffering
是为着给我们荣耀
It is to give us glory
好像保罗说
Just as Paul said
要补满基督肉身患难的缺欠
To make full the suffering of Christ in body
哦弟兄姊妹
Oh brothers and sisters
你要明白这个道理
You have to understand this
你在碰到各样难处的时候才会有喜乐。
That when you encounter all kinds of suffering, when you have joy then,
我们是谁啊?
Who are we?
居然今天魔鬼也会正眼看我们一眼哦。
That Satan would stare at us.
你知不知道?
Do you know?
如果你不信主啊。
If you do not believe in the Lord,
如果你不爱主啊,
if you do not love the Lord,
魔鬼连斜眼都不看你一眼,
Satan will not even glance at you.
因为你真的在宇宙中间是 nobody.
Because you are truly nobody in this universe.
你根本没有什么永远的影响力啊。
You have no effect in eternity.
今天如果你可以为着信仰受一点逼迫。
But today, if you can be persecuted because of your belief,
可以为着信仰受一点苦难啊,
if you can suffer for your belief,
那表示你真的是 somebody 啊,
then it means that you are really someone.
你哪里有这样子的权利啊?
Where do you have such a privilege?
可以影响永恒。
That you can have an effect in eternity.
如果你认识这个道理啊,
If you understand this,
你发现你可以跟神的百姓一同在这个荣耀的大工程中摆上一点受苦的代价,
That together with the people of God, you can put forward a price for your suffering.
哦, 弟兄姊妹, 你里面啊, 再苦都开心哦。
Then brothers and sisters, no matter how much suffering you're in, you will have joy.
你知道有一些人你不爱主在教会里面是没有人会讲你闲话的你知道吗
You know, if you do not love the Lord, then no one is going to criticize you in church.
因为你不爱主人家没有什么好讲的。
Because if you don't love the Lord, there's nothing for others to say.
你越爱主。
The more you love the Lord,
你越服侍。
The more you serve,
你就会发觉同工越给你过不去。
Then you will find that the co-workers will give a difficult time, will give you a difficult time.
因为很多的时候在服侍中间就有矛盾嘛。
Because there are conflicts in service many times.
很多的时候在服侍中间你这一点没有想到那一点会做错嘛。
Because many times in service you will miss this point and do something wrong in others.
结果呢?
And as a result,
你就要开始为主受苦。
Then you have to start suffering for the Lord.
哎呀，我们这些人啊。
People like us.
常常说。
We often say.
哪里有我们受不了的？
Are there any suffering that we cannot bear?
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
你最受不了的苦就是别人冤枉你。
The worst suffering that you cannot bear is when other people wrong you.
你最受不了苦就是别人误会你。
The suffering that you cannot bear is other people when they misunderstand you.
你最受不了苦就是你明明是很好心的去做了一些好事，别人还要说你动机不良。
It is when you the suffering that you cannot bear is when you do things with the right motivation, when you do it with good intentions, and other people say that you did it with the wrong motivation or bad motivation.
你好大的摆上去服侍。
You have put forward so much in service.
不但没有人 appreciate,
Not only do people not appreciate it,
还有人批评指教,
and then there are people who would criticize you,
冷言冷语,
that they would have cold words.
那个苦你就受不了,
that suffering you cannot bear.
有没有冤枉你们?
Am I wrong?
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, why do I say this? Because I also cannot bear it. That when I think about it at night, I would get upset. That when I pray to the Lord, I would tell on these people.
主啊,你看见了没有啊?
Lord, have you seen?
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们知道,
if we know
这一些苦,
these sufferings
是有意义,
that they have meaning,
有价值的,
they have value, that they will be remembered in eternity by God,
你还会不会下次说不干了?
Will you next time say, I won't do this anymore?
还会不会?
Will you?
会啦!
No.
没关系,
it's okay.
因为你知道值得,
because you know it's worth it.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来看看保罗怎么说。
Let us see what Paul says.
保罗说, 弟兄们,
Paul said, brethren.
哎, 你们都知道这个是保罗已经第四次用这个称呼叫帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹了。
You know, this is the fourth time Paul used this title to call brothers at Thessalonica.
这可是一个非常亲密的称呼啊。
This is a very endearing greeting.
这一个称呼背后说出了我们有相同的生命。
Behind this title, it means that we have the same life.
我们有同样的父。
We have the same father.
我们有同样的命运。
We have the same destiny.
我们是在一条船上啊。
We are on the same ship.
我这个就不多说了。
I won't go too much into this.
但是请你们记住。
But I ask you to remember
我们是弟兄,
that we are brethren.
教会里面最可怜的就是我们忘记了我们是弟兄,
the most pitiful thing in a church is that we forget that we're brethren.
你们曾效法,
that you became imitators.
英文是说你们成为了效法者。
The English says, for you have become imitators of.
那个其实它原来的意思是什么呢?
But what does it mean in the original text?
是说你们的遭遇跟某一些人的遭遇是相同的。
It means that what you have gone through is the same as some, what some other people have gone through.
注意啊,这个英文的翻译有的时候会迷惑人啊。
So sometimes the English translation can be confusing.
就好像中文会迷惑人一样。
Just as the Chinese translation can be confusing.
原文绝对不说,哦,你看到别人这样受苦,哎,我很羡慕,我也想办法让我跟他一起受苦。
The original text does not mean that you've seen someone suffering, and then you think of ways to suffer just like them.
你知道教会历史上真有一些弟兄姐妹傻得可爱。
You know, it's throughout the history of church, there are some brothers and sisters that they're so foolish that it's endearing.
你知道有的弟兄姊妹把自己绑在一棵树上。
You know, some brothers and sisters, they tie themselves on a tree.
要学主受苦的样子。
To learn the way our Lord suffered.
教会历史上有一些弟兄姐妹就实在想出什么新花样啊,盖恩夫人就想到在她鞋子里面放几个石头走路。
And there are some people, they really cannot think of other ways to suffer that Madame Guyon, what she did was she put rocks in her shoes when walking. That is not the meaning of the original text. It is not that we proactively learn to follow how others have suffered. But it is that we have been placed into the same suffering situation. But who have we been placed into a similar situation with?
是神的各教会。
It is the churches of God.
中文圣经这里的翻译翻得很准确。
The Chinese translation here is very accurate.
他说是神的各教会。
It says every church of God.
保罗讲到神的教会的时候。
When Paul talks about the churches of God,
有的时候用单数。
Sometimes he uses singular forms.
有的时候用复数。
Sometimes he uses the plural form.
这里是用复数。
Here it's in a plural form.
是讲到各教会。
It talks about every church of God.
当保罗用单数的时候。
When Paul uses the singular form,
像哥林多前书一章二节，哥林多后书一章一节，加拉太书一章十三节不用翻了，提摩太前书三章五节十五节等等。
Just like as in all these verses.
Okay. 那里所要强调的是什么？
What were they trying to emphasize there?
是神只有一个教会。
It is that God has only one church.
整个宇宙中间神只有一个教会。
That in the entire universe, God has only one church.
但是当保罗用复数的时候。
But when Paul uses the plural form,
他所强调的是什么？
What is he emphasizing?
是宇宙中神唯一的这个教会。
He is emphasizing that this only church in the universe
在不同的地方有一些表现出来。
That in different places it has its own manifestation.
强调是每一个地方的聚会。
It emphasizes the gathering at each location.
但是你注意，
But you have to pay attention.
当保罗讲到复数教会的时候，
When Paul talks about the plural form of churches,
他常常会加一些形容的词在那里。
He often would add some adjectives to describe it.
譬如说，
For example,
在我们读的这一节圣经里，
In this verse that we are reading,
他就说，在基督耶稣里神的各教会。
He said, the churches of God in Christ Jesus.
虽然在各地有不同的聚会，
Even though there are gatherings at many different locations,
但是他们通通都是在耶稣基督里。
But they are all in Christ Jesus.
保罗就怕我们落到一个可怕的光景里面。
Paul is afraid that we would fall into a scary state.
我们就忘记了我们是属于基督身体的一部分。
That we forget that we are a part of the body of Christ Jesus.
你们都知道我因为常常被邀请到很多很多不同的教会去讲道。
You know that I have been invited to many different churches to preach.
我最难过的。
The thing that makes me the saddest.
就是有很多很多地方教会的弟兄姐妹。
That there are many, many brothers and sisters in local churches.
他们的眼睛里面，
In their eyes，
他们的心中，
In their heart，
这个宇宙只有一个教会。
In this universe there is only one church，
不是天上那个神的教会。
It is not the heavenly church of God，
是他们所在的那一群人在一起聚的那一个小教会。
It is that little church where they gather，
他们完全忘记。
They have completely forgotten
在基督的身体里
that in the body of Christ
还有许许多多其他的教会
that there are many, many other churches.
我们需要神给我们这个恩典。
We need God to give us this grace.
你知道这个以自我为中心吗？
You know, to be self-centered
这是一个很大的罪。
That is a great sin.
个人的生活是如此。
It is that way for individual lives.
团体的见证更是如此。
It is even more so for corporate testimony.
当一个地方的聚会，
When a local gathering,
想来想去就想我们教会。
That where whatever they think about, it is about their own church.
这是一个堕落的记号。
That is a sign of a fallen church.
当一个基督徒，
When a Christian
想来想去就想我自己的好处，
that whatever we think about, we think for our own benefit.
哪怕是我属灵的好处,
even if it is for my spiritual benefit,
还是一个堕落的基督徒,
then that is still a fallen Christian.
我们必须要认识神伟大的计划。
We must understand the great plan of God.
一个教会。
One church.
却在每一个地方都有聚集。
But it has gatherings at every location.
所以我们要有这样子的心胸。
So we have to have this heart.
我们要有这样子的爱。
We need to have this kind of love.
我们要愿意帮助任何一个地方属神的儿女。
We have to be willing to help children of God at any place.
如果天天就想到我们，你知道有的教会大一点的时候。
You know, when a church grows to a certain size,
他想的还不是我们教会吗？
They not only think about our own church.
They won't even think about our
church. They won't even think about our own church.
你知道弟兄姊妹想什么吗？
You know what they think about?
我们那个分区。
They think of their own location.
我们那个 fellowship.
Oh, our own fellowship.
我们那个 small group.
Our own small group.
好像其他的都不重要。
As if any other ones are not important.
好像其他的都不存在。
As if all the others do not exist.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个很可怕的征兆。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very horrible sign.
但愿神恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
保罗下面讲到，他们有相同的遭遇。
Paul continues to say that they have the same experience.
是什么样的遭遇呢？
What kind of experience is it?
就是受到自己人的迫害。
That it is that they suffered at the hands of their own countrymen.
不管是弥迦书的第七章。
Whether it is in Micah chapter 7.
或者是马太福音的第十章。
Or in Matthew chapter 10.
都有这样子一句话。
They both have this verse.
十章三十六节。
Chapter 10 verse 36.
人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
That men's enemies will be the members of his own household.
被外面的人欺负。
To be treated badly by outsiders.
已经很伤感情。
It is already very bad.
被自己人逼迫。
To be persecuted by your own people.
这个是苦上加苦。
That is suffering upon suffering.
神的儿女。
Children of God.
当我们在生命的过程中间。
As we walk through life.
如果我们遇到各样的苦难。
If we encounter all kinds of suffering,
在苦难中我们认识,
and in suffering we learn,
神有更高的旨意,
that God has a greater, a higher plan,
我们是比较容易可以胜过,
then it makes it easier for us to overcome.
但是让我告诉你,
but let me tell you,
更能够给我们力量,
what can give us more strength,
是有同伴陪着我们。
That is to have companion with us.
一起走过死荫的幽谷。
To together walk through the valley of death.
我们更容易有喜乐。
Then it'll be easier for us to have joy.
你知道人受苦的时候有一个特点。
You know, when men are suffering, they have a special characteristic.
我们很喜欢孤独。
We like to be alone.
我们不要任何人管我。
We don't want others to care about us.
我们不想跟任何人讲话。
We don't want to talk to anyone.
但是这是我们最不应该孤独的时候。
But that is the time when we should not be alone.
我们要感谢神。
We have to thank God.
在走天路的这段时间里面。
That in the time when we walk the heavenly path.
有一些弟兄姐妹。
There are some brothers and sisters.
爱我。
They love us.
在我们受苦的时候。
That when we are suffering.
他们肯陪伴我。
That they are willing to walk with us.
这是一个很好的福气。
That is a great blessing.
这些犹太人
These Jewish people
他们怎么逼迫神的百姓呢
How do they persecute the people of God
他们干了些什么样的坏事呢
What kind of bad things have they done
你如果读十五节和第十六节
If you read verse 15 and 16
你就会知道说这两节圣经啊真难懂啊
That these two verses are so hard to understand
圣经学者
The biblical scholars
为了这两节圣经啊
For these two verses
哎呀打架打不完啊
That they are in endless fights
有好多好多的争论啊
That there are so many disputes
我们不去管那些争论
We do not care about those disputes.
我们只是简单的来看一看。
Let us simply look at this.
保罗在讲这两节圣经的时候，他要想讲什么？
When Paul said these two verses, what is he trying to say?
犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知。
The Jewish people killed Lord Jesus and the prophets.
又把我们赶出去。
And drove us out.
犹太人干了三件事。
So the Jewish people did three things.
杀了主。
They killed the Lord.
杀了先知。
They killed the prophets.
然后杀了这一些服侍主的人，赶把这些服侍主的人赶出去。
And then they drove out the servants of God.
因为这三件事。
Because of these three things.
他们不得神的喜悦。
They are not pleasing to God.
而且他们跟所有的人好像都做仇人一样。
And it is as if they are hostile to all men.
你知道就是很就是这一节圣经啊。
You know, it is this single verse.
就让希特勒有足够的理由杀600万的犹太人。
That Hitler was able to kill 6 million Jews.
他杀的时候他还说我是根据圣经。
And when he did the killing, he said, I did it according to the Bible.
他说你看看吧，这种人不该杀，什么人该杀？
He said, if these people do not deserve to die, then who deserves to die?
他们把上帝的儿子都宰了。
They killed the Son of God.
他们把先知也宰了。
And they killed the prophets.
这所有传福音的他们都赶出去。
And they drove out all those who are preaching the gospel.
这种人类的败类。
That these corrupt people.
不把他们宰了，宰谁啊？
If we do not kill them, who should we kill?
所以你看，当人不懂圣经的时候
So you see, when people do not understand the Bible,
断章取义
when they take things out of context,
可以带下多大的错误
what great mistake it can bring?
杀了主耶稣
Kill Lord Jesus.
谁杀了主耶稣啊
Who killed Lord Jesus?
啊，保罗说谁杀了主耶稣
Who did Paul say killed Lord Jesus?
犹太人。
Jewish?
Jews? 所有的犹太人。
All Jews?
这犹太人，看到没有？
This Jew?
不是所有的犹太人。
Not all Jewish people.
这犹太人。
The Jews?
那这犹太人是什么意思啊？
The Jews, what does that mean?
这犹太人什么意思、
啊、The Jews, what does that mean?
你知不知道在保罗所有的书信里面这犹太人这个词独独出现了就这一次
Do you know that in all the epistles of Paul, the Jews, these two words have only appeared here?
但是这一个词
But these words
在四福音中间
In the four Gospels,
却出现了很多次。
It appeared many times.
如果你到四福音里面
，If you go to the four gospels，
去找这犹太人
，To look for these two words, the Jews，
你就很清楚了。
Then you will be very clear.
这犹太人不是指所有的犹太人。
The Jews does not point to all Jewish people.
这犹太人。
The Jews
是指这大祭司以及大祭司他一党的人。
It points to the high priest and the people of high priest.
所以
So therefore,
保罗不是在这里说所有的犹太人都对耶稣的死要负责任。
So Paul is not saying here that all Jews have to be held responsible for the death of Lord Jesus.
在使徒行传里面
in Acts，
当路加讲到什么人是为耶稣的死要负责的时候
when Luke talks about who should be held accountable for the death of Jesus，
是指在耶路撒冷的那一小撮人以及他们的首领
It refers to the small group of people in Jerusalem and their people.
保罗在哥林多前书二章八节
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8
是说有权有位的人把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
It said that the rulers have crucified Lord Jesus.
所以你可以看到，保罗绝对不是说只要是犹太人就是杀主耶稣的。
So Paul here is not saying that if you are a Jew, then you have killed Lord Jesus.
其实
，actually，
你我如果真的读圣经的话
，if you and I truly read the scripture，
请问你是什么东西把我们的主钉在十字架上吗
？Let me ask you。What really crucified Lord Jesus on the cross?
是我们的罪啊。
It is our sin.
我们哪里可以用这一节圣经当做我们反对犹太人的基础呢？
How can we use this verse as the base to be against the Jewish people?
会杀主耶稣的。
Those who can kill Lord Jesus.
不只是那时候的那一批这犹太人。
It is not only the Jews of that time.
我们每一个生在最终、长在最终的，我们都在杀主耶稣的事上过分。
All of us who are born of sin and grew up in sin, we have all taken a part in killing Lord Jesus.
杀先知。
Killing the prophets.
哎，圣经里面
，in the scripture，
有没有提到这个先知殉道的事情
？Has it mentioned the martyrdom of prophets？
有没有？有嘛啊
？Yes。
旧约有没有
？In the Old Testament, are there examples？
有嘛
？Yes。
新约有没有
？Are there examples in the New Testament？
也有嘛
？There are also。
但是你有没有发现一件好奇怪的事
？But have you found something strange？
无论是旧约和新约
，Whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament，
虽然多次提到神的先知被杀
，Even though many times it mentions God's prophets being killed，
从来没有一个地方有详细的记载他们怎么被杀的。
Nowhere does it clearly record in detail how they are killed。
以利亚被锯子锯死。
Isaiah was assault to death.
耶利米被石头打死了。
Elijah was stoned to death.
雅各被砍头。
James was beheaded.
斯提凡被石头打死。
Stephen was stoned to death.
你去看那些记载。
If you look at these recordings.
一句话。
One verse.
两句话。
Two verses.
很少超过三句话。
Rarely are there more than three verses.
我不知道你怎么样。
I don't know about you.
我知道我信主很多年以后。
I know for myself after many years of believing in the Lord.
你知道我最喜欢听人家讲什么吗
？Do you know what I like people to say the most?
我不喜欢人家讲圣经。
I don't like people to talk about the scripture.
我喜欢别人讲见证。
I like people to talk about testimony.
人家的见证越是受苦啊。
The more suffering there is in a testimony.
哎呀，我越觉得感动啊。
Then the more moved I am.
哎呀，特别是你知道改革开放的时候。
Especially, you know, after China opened up.
第一次有机会。
The first opportunity.
我们可以听到一些主的仆人在那一段黑天昏地的日子里面怎么为主受苦、啊、
That for the first time we can hear how the servants of God suffered for the Lord in those dark days.
怎么样挨饿
How did they starve?
怎么样的受冻
How were they frozen?
怎么样到劳改营里面去受逼迫?
How were they persecuted in jail?
怎么样在煤矿里面呢?饿到一个地步抓煤吃。
How did they starve to a point that they would eat the coal in the mining field?
怎么样妻离子散?
How were their families broken apart?
Oh,
brothers and sisters,
那些见证,
those testimonies,
真是夺我们的眼泪,
how they grab our tears.
哎呦，我们真爱听啊。
We love to hear about
them. 哎呦，我们真受感动啊。
We are so moved.
圣经很奇怪。
But the Bible is very strange. So many people martyred for God. It doesn't mention them. It doesn't talk about that exciting process. Why? We have to think about that.
有一年我刚刚改革开放没多久。
One year it was not long after China opened up economically.
可能过过了一段时间，但现在脑筋实在不好。
I don't remember what year it was.
反正离现在很久了。
But it was very long time ago.
我有机会到天津去看一个老妇人。
I had an opportunity to visit a servant in Tianjin.
你们中间很多人可能知道这个老。
Many of you may know this old brother.
边云波。这个老弟兄他曾经写过一首诗。
This brother, this elderly brother, he once wrote a psalm, a poem.
献给无名的传道者。
To be dedicated to the anonymous ministers.
如果你没有读过。
If you have not read it.
你应该想办法找来读一读。
You should find it and read it.
我二十几岁的时候。
When I was 20-some years old.
我也曾经二十几岁。
Once upon a time, I was 20-some years old.
当我读那首诗。
When I read that poem.
我深深地被主的爱抓住。
I was grabbed by the love of God.
当我有机会去看这个老弟兄
When I had the opportunity to visit this elderly brother,
他住的那个小房间很黑
The little room that he lived in was very dark.
很小
It was very small.
大概有五尺平方
It was probably only 5 by 5 square meters.
我们两个就坐在他那个小房间里面
The two of us sat in his little room.
我们开始有点交通。
And we started to have a little bit of fellowship.
然后时间就过得好快。
And then time passed so quickly.
怎么一下天就黑了。
All of a sudden, it was dark.
我要走了。
I had to go.
我临走的时候，老弟兄就跟我说了一些话。
As I was leaving, the elderly brother said some things to me.
弟兄啊，我觉得你好奇怪。
He said, Brother Lou, I find you to be very strange.
我说为什么奇怪
？I said, Why am I strange?
就是来看看你嘛，我是个晚辈，你是个前辈，我来看你有什么奇怪呢
？I am just here to visit you. I'm younger than you, and you're an elderly, so I'm visiting you.
他说你知不知道
？He said, Do you know?
自从改革开放。
He said, ever since China opened up economically,
自从我可以自由地看海外的人
ever since I can freely see people from overseas,
你不知道有多少人来看过我
you have no idea how many people have come to visit me.
这么多看过我的人里面
of all these people who have come to visit me,
你是唯一一个又不录音又不照相的人
You are the only one who did not tape record our conversation and did not take a picture.
而且在我跟你所有交通的时间里面，你没有问过一句我曾经为主受了什么样的苦。
And he said, in all of our conversation, you did not ask how I suffered for the Lord.
他说你真的很奇怪。
He He said, you are truly very strange.
我说我们坐下来就是谈谈主嘛，看看主有多好，主有多可爱嘛。
I said, we're just having a fellowship about how great and how great our Lord is.
他说很多人都希望我讲一讲国内的这些老传道人为主受了什么苦。
He said, many people like to hear how the old generation of the ministers, how they suffered for the Lord. They said that they have to bring these testimonies to overseas to encourage brothers and sisters to love the Lord. And then our elderly brother said, he said, Brother Liu, let me tell you, if the death of Lord Jesus cannot encourage people to love him, then why is it that our stories will be so attractive to other people? And I took these words, and I took these words and got on a bus. And I thought about it all the way. What is it that will encourage us?
难怪圣经不写这些寻道者的那些可歌可泣的故事。
No wonder the Bible doesn't record the sorrowful story of the martyrs.
因为圣经要每一个属神的人。Because
the scripture wants every child of God
不见一人，只见耶稣。
To see no one but Jesus.
又把跟随主的人赶出去。
And they chased out those who served the Lord.
你知道这些人不但拒绝神的儿子。
You know, these people, not only did they reject the Son of God, I forgot to mention one thing. Is it only these Jews who can kill the prophets of God? In the history of, throughout the history of church, how many people who wanted to speak for the Lord? How many of them were killed by the church? Even today, in the entire Christian world, how many forces are there that they want to kill those who honestly preach about the Bible? And let us ask ourselves, when a pastor, a minister, when they faithfully preach the Word of God to us, when his preaching precisely points to our pain point, how do we treat them? Do we not, through our criticism, through our judgment, are we not also killing the prophets of God? Is that possible? I think I will stop here. Next time we will continue to read. If you remember where we stopped, let us pray. Brother Chu, can you lead us in a prayer?